Chapter 3. Reagan, Focused and Self-Contained. A telling illustration about the resolutely unknown Reagan comes directly from my friend and seasoned journalist, Susan Waters. When Susan was assigned by W Magazine to conduct a face-to-face personal interview with Reagan in the Oval Office, she asked her publisher, the venerable John Fairchild, for a good question to ask the president that might really draw out the inner Reagan, cover new ground, and make some news. Following his suggestion, she framed her question this way. "So, Mr. President, can you tell me," Susan started cautiously, "knowing as we all do how much you enjoy spending long hours up at your California ranch, clearing brush and doing other chores, what you really think about when you are chopping all that wood?" Her hope for something even slightly introspective and illuminating was dashed when, right on the uptick from her question, without missing a beat, came his response. "The wood." Susan told me it took her a few moments to recompose herself and continue in the previous cadence of the interview and admit defeat at gaining any insight into the unknowable Reagan. "The wood." In two words, Reagan had said nothing and yet revealed everything about himself, or at least what I think are three specific insights. First, that he was focused, single-minded, and fiercely determined to guard against saying anything casually introspective. Second, that by being focused, he could be successful in simply cutting the wood. Third, that his mind was uncluttered and unfettered. Susan says she will never forget that session for what it did and did not reveal about her subject. This type of encounter adds an amount of mystery to the man. Reagan was genuinely heartfelt, but he never opened up his heart in a vulnerable or personal way to the public. He was formal, courtly, and gentlemanly. What was more, he never suffered the type of personal embarrassments that sometimes force quiet private personalities to the surface in some presidencies.